Number 156, The Return of the King. The military government had taken all the king's property 10 years before, but now the king was back on the throne and the process of restitution was almost complete. The new government had resolved to restore his property if the king agreed to restraints on his powers, though he would retain the ceremonial post of head of state. The king had been reticent, but he did agree to the restorative measures and to retract his historic right to absolute rule. The response from the new monarch had been positive, and so he and his retinue had returned in a suitably resplendent manner to resume the throne. The streets had resounded with cheering, restless people, who often had to be restrained by the police and the king's retainers. The cheering was so uninterrupted that the king doubted there was any respiration going on. The responsiveness of the population to the restored monarchy stilled the restiveness of the king. He had been restive about the resumption of the throne because he was a retiring man and not entirely convinced that the populace really wanted him back. The king had been sure that he would retch in public and hoped that any photographs of him would be retouched so that he didn't look as ill as he felt. The resonant cheering continued without respite for hours and caused a resurgence of positive thoughts in the king's mind. When the government didn't know what to do, the king proved resourceful and responsive. The government had resurrected the monarchy, and, in return, the monarchy helped to resuscitate the workings of government. The king and the various ministers retraced all the government's plans. The king's retentive faculties impressed the ministers, as they couldn't manage the retention of all the necessary facts and figures. Some legislation was retarded because of the sheer volume of work that Parliament had to do. He helped to engineer a resurgent economy. The key thing here was to restore water, gas, and electricity reticulation to full working order. Initially, these three essentials would retail at subsidized prices to aid the economy. By resurging the economy, the king and the government maintained their popularity. There was little retaliation against the members of the former military government, as long as I didn't try to retort nastily against the actions of the new government. They had agreed to appear before a tribunal, and as respondents, had admitted their guilt in certain crimes, thereby not requiring the new government to retaliate and resort to lengthy legal proceedings.